like to begin tonight with a song that I don't usually play on guitar. Very majestic, and one of my favorites. It's number 43 in our hardcover book, Exalt His Name Together. And that's what we can do, right here, right now. Exalt His name. Hallelujah. Praise God.
like a mighty sea comes the Lord Jesus, sweeping over me, the waves of glory roll, the Savior to restore. Comes the love of Jesus, sweeping over my soul.
To sweep over this camp tonight from one end to the other. Lord, as we gather together to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that you'll flood this camp with your glory. Lord, that's why we're here, that you might be glorified, that you might be able to show us what you can do, Lord, a place where people will let you have your way and trust you. And so, Lord, we want to fulfill along those lines. Bless down on the village tonight, Lord. Thank you for these young ladies and for their presentation this morning and just a little insight into what you're doing in their lives. We continue to uphold them in prayer with all their counselors, Lord. We pray, Jesus, tonight will be a special night. Let a sweet and powerful anointing come upon their gathering. And, Lord, do something precious in each and every one of them, Lord. Lord, throughout this week, we're believing for a breakthrough in every life. And Lord, that they'll know that they've met the Lord before they return home, and that they'll go home closer and more established in Christ. Pray that you'll do the same for the cottages, Lord, and their young little hearts. We pray, Lord, that they'll experience the love of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you'll pour out your Spirit upon them. Bless our sisters as they minister to these little ones. Give them faith, Lord, and wisdom as to how to present these things to these young hearts. And Lord, we pray the love of Christ will be so evident in their gatherings that Jesus, these hearts will really come to know and love you, Lord. God, we thank you for each and every one. We pray and plead your precious blood over this whole camp tonight. Oh, we're so thankful, Lord, we can be here again with you. And we pray, Lord, that you will show us your glory. Amen. Amen. Well, let's sing that song that we sang the chorus of, 215, Like a Mighty Sea. Sometimes we sing, the waves of glory roll, the shouts I can't control. But here in the book it says, the Savior to extol. So we'll sing it the way it's written, okay? Number 215. My soul today is thirsty for living streams divine, to sweep from highest heaven to this poor heart of mine. I'm standing on the promise, in Jesus' name I plead, oh send the gracious current to satisfy my need. Like a mighty sea, comes the love of I see the clouds arising, the mercy clouds of love, that come to bring refreshing down from the throne above. The earnest of the shower just now to us is given, while the angels expecting the floods of grace from heaven.
The showers of grapes are full, the tide is rolling in, the flood tide of salvation, God cleanses from sin, surging through my being, takes my sin away.
Idea about this, let all things be done decently and in order. And sometimes we hold back because we have, as I say, our own idea. I so appreciated Brother Gardner's teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the way the Spirit of God moves in our meetings. And he helped us to understand that we need spiritual understanding regarding these things. So much of these things are approached with a natural understanding. There was a man on the radio that said that tongues was not for today because the Bible says you don't add to the word of God. We were never taught that when we speak in tongues, we're adding to the revelation of God's word. As a matter of fact, we were taught that when we speak in tongues and give interpretation, that it has to be measured by the revealed word of God. And if it doesn't match up to the Bible, then it's false, and it should be rejected. And I was working in BJ's one time, and I had a lady, and she didn't believe in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, so she got into a conversation with me. And she told me, you know, things are supposed to be done decently and in order. And if you speak in tongues more than three times, or you don't have an interpretation, that's wrong. That's not of God. And I tried to explain to her a little bit about the fact that these are principles, these are guidelines, and they're not supposed to be interpreted as though they're just written in stone, but that we need guidance by the Holy Spirit, spiritual understanding. Well, she didn't agree with me, so then I told her, well, you don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit, so you don't have to worry about that. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Let me worry about it. She was so concerned about the way we run our meetings, and she didn't believe in the gifts anyway. And she was concerned about my interpretation of them. Anyway, you know, if the Holy Ghost says shout, then it's in order to shout. And if the Holy Ghost says praise with all your heart, and he moves upon you to do so, then that's decent and in order. If he tells you to dance, then dance. You know, there are times when the Lord just pours out his spirit upon a meeting, and everybody just freely worships as God anoints them and God leads them. Well, someone walking in there might say, well, what's going on here? This is a madhouse. But no. Everything that's being done is being done with purpose. It's intentional. Now's the time to praise God. Now's the time to lift our hands. Now's the time to lift our voice. Now's the time maybe to praise him in other tongues. That doesn't need an interpretation. That's praise. God knows. That fits in perfectly. And we need the Lord to teach us these things. And then there's times when it's perfectly in order to be absolutely quiet and not move a muscle. Because that's what God has ordered in the meeting. And so Paul's main point there is that everything that's done should be done with purpose in mind. That was the problem with the Corinthian church. They were speaking in tongues. They weren't concerned about interpretations. They were just enjoying the good feeling of all the thrill of the gifts. And he said, no, that's out of order. Everything that's done has to be done with a purpose. It has to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ, and God has a purpose in the way in which he orders a service. And that's why at camp, there's such liberty. I hope you take advantage of that. Take advantage of the liberty to express your love to Jesus. It'll do some of us good to shout, hallelujah, get those cobwebs out. We've gotten too stuffy. Some of these churches that are so insistent about decent and order, they're the driest, stuffiest churches you've ever been in. There's no emotion. There's no joy. Everything's done according to the book, or their understanding of the book. And I'm sure they mean well, and that's their understanding. And I'm not here to criticize them, but I'm here to help us to understand that the Holy Ghost, we want him to be in charge of these meetings, and we want him to lead us in times of praise and worship and silence and preaching and singing and testifying. And we just don't do things for the sake of doing things or because they make us feel good. We do them as the Spirit of God leads us, and we do them as unto Jesus, that he may be glorified and that his purpose may be accomplished in our gathering. So if anybody here feels like too reserved or a little bit afraid to open your mouth or clap your hands or stand on your feet and shout, well, let me relieve you of that fear. Praise God. Just get a sense of what the Spirit's doing in the meeting. If we're praising, then praise. If we get quiet, then settle down and look to Jesus. And if someone's preaching, don't get up and interrupt them and have a hallelujah time, but, you know, wait till they're done. Listen to what they have to say. And so, I don't know. That's how I see it. And that's how the Lord has led us. And that's how I've been taught. And it makes perfect sense to me. And when people try to explain otherwise, I listen, but I realize, you know, that's the natural way. Decent and in order. Quiet, orderly. Well, things are to be done in order, but it's not our order. It's His order. And, oh God, I want to learn that better. I want everything that's done in a meeting to glorify Jesus. We don't want wildfire. We don't want just emotion for the sake of emotion. But, oh, isn't it wonderful that you can incorporate your emotions when you express your love to Jesus and your joy, and you can clap your hands and you can stand to your feet and you can march around the church if God leads us to do so. Hallelujah. And God pours out His Spirit and, oh, the blessing just begins to flow and God begins to make changes. I think of Sister Caroline Gardner, how sometimes the Lord would move upon her to play on the organ, and she just began to play in the Spirit and sing in tongues. And suddenly the glory of God filled that room, and we all felt it. We all knew that God had come in a greater way because she had yielded herself to God. And sometimes she'd get up and she'd dance in the Spirit, and something happened in the meeting. Things, bondages were broken as she obeyed the Lord. And I saw, my God, your ways are much higher than my ways and your thoughts. I wouldn't have thought of these things in a million years, but your thoughts are so much higher. And so we have to learn to yield to the Holy Ghost. And I know we make mistakes sometimes because we're not perfect. But we have faith that God's going to keep His hand over the meeting. And He'll bring things back to where He wants them. And as we learn to yield ourselves better to the Lord. And so don't deny yourself some of the things that God can do for you, but forget about yourself, concentrate on Him, and praise Him with all your heart. Amen. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the meeting, Lord, we pray. Hallelujah. Let your Spirit move. Let your Spirit work. Jesus, this is your meeting. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Lord, we pray, help us not to lean on our own understanding. But Lord, we pray that you'll give us spiritual understanding in all these matters, Lord. Oh God, we don't want to be careless. We don't want to be haphazard about any of these things, but we want to be intentional. We want to do all that we do to the glory of God. We want Jesus to be exalted and for his purposes to be fulfilled. And Lord, where we're in your way, where we understand things wrong, Lord, help us. Oh, we have much to learn, Jesus, but we have a wonderful teacher and the comforter, the Holy Ghost. Lord, don't let us be a hindrance to the moving of your Spirit, Lord, but give us discernment.
Yes, Jesus.
Lord, help us to discern what God is doing in the meeting, and then fit in, yield, flow with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bring us into that great liberty where we have liberty and you have the liberty to do whatever you want. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, we worship.
Oh, let the temple be filled with his glory. Let the courts be filled with his praise. Oh, let us worship the Lord in the Holy of Holies. Zion rejoices
Oh,